don't fear me, because I know what I want. Please deliver me, that's all part of your soul. It makes you freeze time, staring in at yourself. It's time to step outside onto the path you once made.
Liberation. The next day, Mildred and Aisha enjoy walking home together. It always gives them time to talk about the stuff that happened during the times when they weren't in the same classes or the same fight scene together. Aisha tells Mildred about all the classes she's worried she's going to fail, while Mildred gives details about heading to another dimension during her study hall period to help rebels free themselves from an evil king. And from time to time, they discuss boys, girls, and stupid parental questions about both subjects. They always come to the point in their walk, which they take daily if I hadn't already stated that, where one turn will lead Aisha to her house and staying on the path will end at the clear-cut County Public Library, and in the same general area where Mildred lives. On this trek, Aisha was ready to head home when Mildred stopped her. This happened almost every day and is usually pertaining to Mildred asking if she can sleep over at Aisha's, or pushing for Aisha to let her help with the classes she's struggling with. But this stop, wait a minute, isn't about either of those things. "Are you sure you don't want to go to the library? The library's a magical place," Mildred said. "Ugh, you're always library, library, library. Do you secretly live there? I used to work there and you were there more than me," Aisha replied. Aisha was always needling Mildred, saying she believed she actually lived at the library, seeing as she's never been in Mildred's house, and whenever she was looking for her, the best first guess was always that she was at the library. "Don't make fun of my church," Mildred said. "My nightstand is already crowded with Green, Johnson, Sumer and Summers. It's pretty congested on that thing. No more writers allowed for a while," Aisha replied. "They might have the latest Libra Bray," Mildred tried to tempt her friend with the possibility of a new book by her favourite writer. "They don't. I checked the online catalogue before first period. If they have it, it hasn't been processed yet and isn't available." "Worked in the library for a month for volunteer hours and you know all the lingo now," Mildred goaded. "I got skills too, superpants," Aisha replied. Aisha skipped off in mock childlike fashion, but after a few minutes of that she continued down the road home, walking, whistling a nice tune, which was probably something highly inappropriate for her age. She stopped though suddenly outside the old O'Reilly house, seeing lights on inside. The old O'Reilly house wasn't old at all, but it was called that because the O'Reilly family moved out to live in Florida a year previous, and it was built in a very old style compared to the other houses in the neighbourhood, which were all square-boxed and cookie-cutter. The front door of the house opened and out came a young girl who looked to be around Aisha's age. She was in mismatched socked feet, a long green dress, and a blue men's button-up shirt too big for her. "Is this neighbourhood always so quiet?" the girl asked Aisha as she sat down on the front steps outside the new place she was going to be calling home. "Last week there was a talking monkey invasion, but you get used to those gaps in the quiet. It's an okay place to live," Aisha answered back. Aisha walked up to the steps, and while doing so, she noticed the girl was holding a copy of a Goosebumps book. She has almost all of them in a collection, and goes to every flea market and thrift shop looking for the ones she doesn't have. The girl's hands were covering the title, and it was bugging her not knowing if it was one she needed for her collection. "My name's Aisha. Sarah, but everyone calls me Sasha. It's my middle name." Meanwhile, Mildred speed-powered to the library and had already found the book she wanted on Pulpy and was on her way to the circulation desk, when she caught sight of two boys she recognised from school, Mark Fletcher and Value McCorkle, both football players on the junior varsity team. She was going to ask them if they'd been zombified earlier, more as casual conversation than furthering her investigation into what was going on, when right in front of her, they transform into pirates. Guess varsity got to be zombies and junior varsity got to be pirates? They're still the same size as always, but their skin has darkened, their teeth were now broken and black, and their clothes have transformed from jeans and jerseys to eye patches and swords. The swords had formed from cell phones they were holding in their hands. That's a hammer-over-your-head metaphor for what modern smartphones can be. As the pirates started fighting each other for no reason, as pirates have been known to do, Mildred took out her own cell phone, snapped a picture, and sent it to her sidekick. This is getting very interesting, and she loves very interesting. She learns from very interesting. Her life is usually full of very interesting. Very interesting is very stimulating to her. Back at the old O'Reilly house, Aisha and Sasha were sitting on the front steps talking, as the rest of Sasha's family were inside watching news reports on something from space hitting the waters off the coast of Florida, causing massive waves and triggering tons of destruction and loss. Aisha had to admit to herself that she was kind of happy to see another young face in the neighbourhood that wasn't just walking through the area on their way to the library. It struck her sometimes that it was as if the whole neighbourhood was designed for her and Mildred to become friends, grow up just with each other to play with for the most part, and getting closer and closer as the years went on. "Are there many others our age in the neighbourhood?" Sasha asked, almost on cue with the thoughts going through Aisha's head. Most would think she was asking, wishing to seek out other people her age, when in fact she'd always been more comfortable around adults. "My best friend lives on the other side of the library, but mainly it's old people," Aisha said. "At least it's quiet then," Sasha questioned. "Hey, some of these old people love the disco," Aisha said. "That's tragic," Sasha replied. They both laughed and laid back on the steps. "So much tragic here," Aisha said. "People rant about young people, but old farts get away with being loud and rude in libraries and churches and everywhere. We get talked about for texting quietly in a restaurant," Sasha said. "I think I like you. You don't like old people either," Aisha said. "It's one of my better points of interest." Lying to try and fit into a friendship. That's new for Sasha, but normal for most people her age. She's been trained to be an expert liar, but also taught which are the best times for a lie. Lying is a chess game her family plays every moment of their lives, and they know you have to be careful with each move you make on the board because an unneeded lie could lead to disaster. "Will you be attending Clearcut High School?" Aisha inquired. "My mum homeschools me, but she's thinking about changing that," Sasha said. Before Aisha can say anything else to add to the conversation, she receives a picture text on her phone. She glanced at it, stood up, and ran off like she'd been shocked into action. Looking back to Sasha, she yelled, "Gotta go, we can talk more later." This left Sasha hoping that was true and that maybe this place wouldn't be that bad. She'd read so much about the community. Her father had his reservations about Clearcut, the fact that the area had its own young superhero being chief among those reservations. But here they were, and she wanted it to be for a long stay, that maybe this was to become her home.
We hope you have enjoyed this chapter of the Tin Universe Middle Grade Series, Book 1. Written by Brian C. Williams, edited by Christina Ciceris, narrated by Stacey Taylor of Stacey's Pop Culture Parlor. Follow Stacey on Twitter at StaceBobT. Find more Tin Universe content at tinuniverse.blogspot.com. Copyright 2016 System Productions.